And that for me is why I stand up and come out so hard, big, bold, and proud that God loves unconditionally everybody, no matter what society says. And it's our duty to give love unto everyone, regardless to what they've been through, where they are in life. None of the external things matter. So I'm one of those people where I believe she was thrown away. I believe many more have been thrown away just for things that they can't control. And lupus is one of those things. Being black is one. Being a woman is another. And being LGBTQIAP, everything else, is another. And I just want everybody to glue each other up in simplicity. I don't think that's hard. Love thy neighbors, you love thyself. And faith without work is hard. So why work? Why be so faithful if you don't work so hard?
Finally, a psychotherapist that focuses on helping people strive for self-awareness and thrive for self-satisfaction with their place in the world. It's a show for real people with real lives, with all the drama, trauma, and chaos that life can throw at you. Here she is, Dr. Bev.
Welcome, my listening audience. I am excited to share with you and yours. Thank you for being here. And please share this topic with others who are suffering from any incurable life of chronic illness. Please, I am here for you. And this is part two of That's Glue, Baby. And I am here with the one and only celebrity. I must give her that first, because in her glue world, and glue, the acronym means.
Glue stands for God loves unconditionally everyone, and it's our duty to give love unto everyone. And Dr. Bev, I definitely appreciate you and your pinky toe, and my pinky toe, for you giving love unto me.
Wow. Thank you so much. You're listening to Capri McAfee. She is the CEO and founder of That Glue and Capri, musical motivational movement. Capri believes that everyone has a divine purpose in life, regardless to their station in life. She works, and her work resonates with the lives of teens and young adults in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual community. She has spent several years working in the mental health field. She's also a veteran. She served in the Air Force, as well as the Air Force Reserve and the National Guard. Again, welcome, Capri, to Emotions Are Us.
Hi, that's Glue, baby. Thank you for having me, Dr. Bev.
I so appreciate you for sharing your story. And so for those of you, and I know everyone in the United States as well as internationally has already listened to part one, so they know that our topic is lupus. But I want to help you with that. I want to make sure that everybody knows, because when you don't know that you don't know, then you simply don't know. So I want to tell people, what is lupus? Lupus is an autoimmune disease that causes swelling and a wide variety of symptoms. Lupus affects everyone differently. Some people have only a few mild symptoms, and others may have many more severe symptoms. Now, that's just that definition. Capri, you are living with it. You have newly learned over the last 3 months. You've finally been given a diagnosis after 20 years of having various symptoms, but not knowing what they are. For you, what would you say lupus is to you?
Oh, Dr. Bev, I wish I could cuss on your show. That's how I feel about it. Lupus is, without cussing, well, lupus is that blessing that now gives me an extra drive to live out my true blue life, if that makes any sense. Now that I know, before I knew I had lupus, I wear red because we all bleed the same blood. And being in the gay community, I used to be a bartender. I used to see a number of different people dying from HIV. So if I knew I was going to put my name or something attached to my name, if I was going to be famous, that thing called celebrity, what would I attach to it? It would be HIV. So that was why I purposely mohawked my hair out. I wear red all the time. So now in that same glunergy, I can speak on lupus. As I learn, one of my sayings is, as I get it, I give it. So as I learn about lupus, that's why I do my Facebook Lives, my Instagram and YouTube postings, is simply to show my life as I go. And my new life is a new life with lupus. So it's an awakening to say personally, your life ain't promised. That next moment I have to live. Each moment I live fighting for my life every day. When I have to wear different clothes for the element, if I break down, I got to think about, if I get too cold, my organs are going to break down, shut down. If I get too hot, they're going to shut down. You know, either way it go, I have to manage.
When you say shut down, explain that to me.
I have to explain it to you on the basic level of my YouTube research, I have yet to talk to my rheumatologist. So I'm learning that in certain instances, if you don't deal with it and they go undiagnosed, your organs can shut down. And that's how a lot of people die, because we don't go to the doctors. We don't learn what to do. So I'm learning, if I get too cold and don't adhere to it, my organs are fighting over to keep me warm. So if they can't keep me warm, what's the next thing? I don't need a doctor to tell me, you know, common sense, shut down. You can't work with the organs that shut down. That's death. Dialysis. And they've already told me, having asthma and different things of inflammation, I can't afford to get sick like the normal person, because my body is always fighting itself as if it is sick already. So to get over sick, that's a such word, welcome to Capri's world, glue world, to get too sick is something that I cannot afford to do, which is why my honey dip is always making me her Yantan Wellness ginger juice to help the inflammation inside stay at a certain level, as opposed to me taking the ibuprofen. I hate taking medicine. So I'm doing my best to learn what holistic ways I can beat this thing on the inside, from turmeric juices that she gives me. And I don't know myself. She's in the wellness world, so she helps me to maintain things that I just don't comprehend in my world. It's not a natural state for me to be worried about health. I haven't had to.
And I am just, from our first show, we learned that Honey Dip is your partner. And Honey Dip, now I'm hearing, she makes a special sort of tea for you that's holistic, that's helpful for you. Tell me about that.
I put it to you like this. I can go through some ginger tea. I've already had like 2 32-ounce jars for today. And she said the other day, I drink it more than I drink water. And she wants me to drink water more because it flushes out my system. But the tea is so good, and I can drink it when I overheat. I can drink it when I need to heat up, and because I can heat it up at any time. And the juice is such a pivotal point in my life at the Olive Garden, which is what I call the OG. It's so many people that they know when I come in, they need to put my tea in the refrigerator or go get it out the refrigerator so I can heat it up. And it's there for me at all times. And it's just, I don't want to give her a recipe away, but it's definitely used with natural ginger pieces. And we're at the market all the time buying ginger so we can keep tea on hand. And she keeps about 6 16-ounce jars in the refrigerator at all times, because I have to maintain heat all day long or cool off at some point, and I could just reach in and get one of her ginger tea tonics to do one or the other, heat me up or cool me off.
Wow, that I have to give you, that's glue, baby. And that's the title of our show today, part two of That's Glue, Baby. To have someone in your life who is not only knowledgeable, but cares for you in such a way that they are making and giving, and so that you can receive health and wellness in your body, is a wonderful thing. I'm always one to say that if we can go holistically on many things and cut out a lot of the medications, especially the medications that we use for mental health, that my clients would get better a lot sooner. But that's in Dr. Bev's world, and they haven't made me president yet, so I haven't been able to change that rule. Okay. I'm just saying.
I love you, Dr. Bev.
Okay. Emotions are us. This is America Out Loud. We are real, we're raw, and we're very authentic. I would like to know, you say you're at the market. I know you live in another state. You live in Virginia. Is there any way that some of my people who are listening internationally or in other states, can they get in touch with her? And if so, would you be willing to send me that information so that I can put it out to my listeners?
Definitely. They can reach her at analyzer2005@yahoo.com. And definitely on social media, Instagram at Locked Libra, LOCDLIBRA.
Not a problem. Listeners, know that I will have that up on the show page. So you can go to that and just copy and paste and go over to and find this holistic tea that is helping my celebrity Capri here move through her chronic illness in a much easier and healthier way. So letting our audience know that there is more that we can do to help ourselves than rather than just being like sheep, following whatever the doctor says and not doing research and learning for ourselves and seeing other ways that we can take care of ourselves. So that's a great thing. And we will definitely, my listening audience, have that information up on the show page for you. I want to say, thank you so much. God loves what?
Unconditionally everyone. And it's our duty to give love unto everyone. And I appreciate you for allowing me to give some love unto my partner. That's partnership, baby.
There you go. Oh, I got to give you one more thing before I get back into the symptoms about lupus. You said a terminology that my listening audience may not be familiar with, and that is your pinky toe.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
In your pinky toe, that's one of my sayings from, I like people to know when I feel something for them, no matter what it is. If I say it's in my pinky toe, we forget about the pinky toe until we stomp it. And when we stomp it, it resonates throughout our whole entire body. And I'm only saying resonate is because you have a clean show. But the pinky toe takes us to a whole nother space. And that's where I like for people to know I love you deep down in my pinky toe, or you done pissed me off deep down in my pinky toe. You resonated in the space with me that too many things don't go on one level or another. And that for me is the place in which I just emotionally live when I'm loving people and giving people. You can't affect me, you know, in just a minimal kind of way. It's deeply, and it goes down to my pinky toe.
I love that. I love that. And I thank you for giving Dr. Bev's Emotions Are Us world that love that's deep from your pinky toe. Because I know exactly what it feels like when if I stump my toe on a door or my bedpost, it just, that's all I can say.
That's right.
It just, you're right. It just goes all through you and you just let out some verbiage that, yeah, we won't use on Emotions Are Us today, but everyone in Emotions Are Us in Dr. Bev's world, we know exactly what you mean because we get real and raw with that.
I like it.
With that being said, I want my audience to know that the symptoms for lupus usually start in early adulthood. As we mentioned in our first show, Capri had been having symptoms that she didn't realize was symptoms for some 20 years. Until maybe about 5 years ago, she was with her partner and had an experience in public that where she said her system kind of shut down on her, and she couldn't move. Her limbs wouldn't move. She just had to curl up into a fetal position. And this is called flare-ups. And experiencing a flare-up can be followed by periods of remission. Sometimes it might slow down, but then again, at some point, it gets to that level where it will make you sit your you-know-what down. Because, like Capri said, if you can't move, you can't move. And if you stay down too long, you're going to be out of here, transitioning to another world. So she keeps herself moving. But she's had many of these symptoms. And just because I want to put this out here, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm reading from research. And that's what I do. Everyone knows that I am a geek. And so that's what I do. I study. I learn. It's all about education to me. Teach yourself. And as Capri says, give to others. So she had had symptoms of fatigue, fevers being hot and cold. Some people have problems with their hearts or their kidneys. They have swollen joints. These are some symptoms, early symptoms. But again, like I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm just reading you what Healthline says here. They might have stomach problems, thyroid problems, dry mouth and dry eyes. Those could be some of the early symptoms that you might have. And Capri, you mentioned your symptoms of being hot and being cold and your system just shutting down, your bones just locking up on you.
That's my most obvious symptom is the cold, hot temperature. My next one would be like the fatigue and the tired all the time. My iron has been low for years. So much so to when I had a hysterectomy, we were thinking it was going to come up, and I had a hysterectomy last year. So we were thinking those numbers was going to come back up. And when they didn't, it's like, what is going on for my iron to not be at a sufficient level for me to not have to be on iron pills, or they now want to up the dosage of my iron intake. And it's like, no, something else is going on. And when they did the blood work, that's when they found out that it was lupus, which is also a reason for low iron. So it's almost like I feel like if my cramps weren't so bad, I almost feel like I had a hysterectomy when I didn't have to, because now the iron is associated with something else. But of course, not having the period, the menstrual pains is a great benefit. But I still wonder in hindsight, should I have kept my uterus or not? Because now I know low iron is a symptom of lupus.
Thank you for sharing that on such an authentic level, that that you had a procedure that perhaps if you had had more information, you may not have had that procedure.
Mm-hmm. That's real. No, I don't even know what else to say to that. It's a fact for myself that in the first 2 weeks after I found out that I had lupus, it was nonstop research. It was nonstop listening to different people's testimonials on YouTube about their life with lupus, what they do for it. And some people were holistic. Some people would take the medicines. And I saw which part of the spectrum I want to be on. Did I want to be on the person that gave up and took on the life that lupus had given them? Or did I want to be the person that said, nah, F that, I'm going to go live, I'm going to fight, I'm going to do everything that I can do to live this out. And as soon as I take that on and want to go walk and go do all this other kind of stuff, plantar fasciitis kicks in my feet for years. And it's like I've been fighting and walking so much to my PTSD comes from not just military stuff, it's just driving car wrecks. So I walk a lot of places that I have to go. So my feet are now letting me know you're not even moving the way you used to. And then if I have a muscle spasm from my body getting cold, then it'll pull on my plantar fasciitis. So it's like one thing, and I'm learning just how much my body works together. And that is one thing lupus is teaching me, that no matter how much my mind is glued up, my body is like, WTF, you know? No, it ain't there no more. And I have to do different things to make my life glued. And that's a fight, but I'm here to fight that fight.
And I can hear that you are. Audience, we're gonna take a short break, commercial break here, and we'll be right back in a moment with my celebrity guest, Capri McAfee.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You can go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Welcome back to Emotions Are Us with Dr. Bev and my celebrity guest, who is giving so much of herself. That's glue baby, Capri McAfee. Welcome back again. As we were talking earlier, you were telling me about your, and my listening audience, about your symptoms. You mentioned that one of your primary symptoms is the degree that your body changes in temperature, in which you don't have any control over your body as it does that. That you can go from one room to the next room and the hot and cold really affects your body. And also you were mentioning about walking and that having problems with your feet. Are there any other symptoms that you have begun to be aware of, or that your partner has brought to your attention?
Sometimes there's things like she'll say, I'm lethargic. I may when I get very, very fatigued. Oh, nausea. That's the main thing right there. Nausea is also for different type of lupuses, different types of lupus. Nausea is a symptom. And for the last 6 months, my nausea levels have been off the meter to where it doesn't take much for me to vomit. And if my body gets too hot or too cold real fast, I'm going to get sick. I'm going to vomit. And that's one of the quick indicators for me that something wasn't right. I took some medicine one day and then my body just shifted in temperature and everything just came up. And it was as if I had the flu or something, and I wasn't sick or anything. It was just me having a response to that immediate temperature change was too fast for my body to handle. And I would say another, we talked about the depression, the fatigue, and another one, some people would say the not sleeping, restless nights and things like that. And I've always had that, so I don't know if I can associate restless nights with lupus or my ADHD or what have you, but I do know, just as fatigued as I am, to sleep comfortably through the night, I can't tell you the last time I've slept more than 4 hours at a time. And that would probably be when I took a Flexeril. And that's only a half one, because another reason I refuse to take medicine is because I'm sensitive to narcotics. I'm sensitive to medicine. And when I take them, it makes me hallucinate. And that part that already knows the mind is a fragile state. And if I'm going to hallucinate over like medications, I feel as if I don't want to go to a place and not come back. And I've hallucinated a few times over I can't even think the name of the Percocets and Furosets. They just had me in another space and place, and I don't like that. So that is giving me PTSD with medicine. I just don't feel comfortable putting things in my body that can alter any state of being that makes me feel as if I can't protect myself. So that's another reason why I choose to take a holistic approach as opposed to just being, as I feel, you know, a government paycheck. My wallet is just going straight to the government to fund whatever by giving me all these medicines and stuff. And to keep it's political, and I don't choose to participate.
You know, I can understand that. In my research, I found that there were several celebrities that I researched. And one was a music artist. And he announced that he contracted lupus in 2009. And his name is Trick Daddy. He's a Miami, Florida rapper. It's where he came from. And he said that soon after he made that announcement in 2009, he said he stopped taking his lupus medications because he found that the side effects of his drug treatment hurt him worse. It was more debilitating to himself than it was than the disease. So he is also one who chooses as much as possible to go that holistic route because of the side effects, as you have experienced. And I can only imagine how uncomfortable that would be. And as we said in, show one, until you've walked in a person's shoes, you know, you would never know how you would be affected and how this would feel to you if just walking from taking one medication, would give you, it's a legal narcotic, you know, so we know the pharmaceutical industry is in there, but I'm not going to go there today. This is Emotions Are Us. Dr. Bev will not go there, the pharmaceutical industry at this moment, because this show is about lupus. How be so ever, as my Nana would say.
Say it, Nana, say it.
Howbesoever, there are times when we find that medication, even though it's legal medication, does us more harm than it does us good. And so we have to make that choice for ourselves as to how we go about that. So I can understand, I feel your pain on that, that you've made some choices for yourself that even though your doctors may not always agree with you, you know what's best for your body.
I'm learning definitely what's best for my body as I go. I won't always say I've paid attention, because I was one of those people that was, you live in a household where you eat where your parents serve you. Then I went off to the military, you eat what they serve you. And then I just start dating women and you eat what they serve you to be, you know, a happy life, happy wife, happy house, happy life. So I'm just learning actually for myself what I like, what I don't like, what I want, what I don't want. And even on this lupus ride, you're right, I'm having to learn if I want to succumb to it or if I want to overcome it and glue other people up that are going through the same journey that I am, and they come from the same type of place that I come from, where you've been taught not to express pain, express you have a disease that you're fighting every day, because you're taught to be quiet. Don't tell that. Keep that in the house. I don't live by that concept. And that to me is how so many people die of an unlived life. And it's just something in me that won't allow for that to happen for me, never has been. And when I see people around me that I feel are succumbing to societal BS, I just feel that it's something in me that just can't. Let me glue you up with whatever I have. I don't have everything. I just know that what I have is valuable. It's supposed to help someone else. So I don't mind showing how I'm sitting in the bed talking to you right now, what it takes to make my life happen despite what is happening on the inside. I'm a natural born fighter, and I can't explain the why. And I know that I don't want to die without living my best life. And that's just what motivates me day to day. I don't know how I got to this point, but that's my truth.
And I hear your truth. Emotions are us. We hear her truth. And we know that that is part of our Gestalt principles. Speak your truth. Gestalt principle number 3. Speak your truth, and your truth always begins with the letter I. And she is telling us how she feels, and I give you much respect that you are, even though you're newly diagnosed, you've already made the decision in your life to not let lupus define you. You are going to define yourself.
That's Capri, baby.
Yes. As you say, that's glue.
That's glue, baby.
And definitely. God loves you unconditionally.
Even through all of this, and I have to tell myself that every single day, that this ain't just about me.
You know, I was reading, we were talking in part one about Nick Cannon. And when you told me that he had lupus, and why his style of clothing and dress changed, I looked him up, and he was the host of, for my listening audience here, Nick Cannon was the host of America's Got Talent. He learned that he had lupus in 2012. After being hospitalized for what he initially believed was kidney disease. As it turned out, the reason his kidneys was failing was that he had contracted lupus And it was the type of lupus known to cause kidney inflammation. I thought to myself, wow, your doctors are telling you you have some sort of kidney disease and you go into the hospital for that and you turns out, I do have kidney disease because I have lupus, and the type of lupus I have causes your kidneys to become inflamed. How fascinating.
How real, which is why my lady is always, baby, you need to drink more water. You need to drink more water, because I've had kidney issues before in my younger day. That now that when you think about where you are today, could that have been with that? Well, no, you don't want to associate, but it raises so many different questions for the number of kidney infections I've had growing up, the kidney stones. So it's like the answer of when you hear from the doctor a diagnosis, people tend to think it's supposed to cripple you because that's what the world tells you it's supposed to do. To me, it was a justification for everything in life that I felt I've been through to say that's why. And I was excited about it and I'm happy about it because now I know I have ammo. It's a title to it. I can go do some research to help me fight this. And before, it was just a whole lot of random things that you just didn't know, and living in a random state of mind, it messes with my soul. So I'm glad to know that I have, now that I have lupus, that I know what it is, but I'm actually starting to believe and to receive that altered state of mind of being, to accept being happy to be able to speak about lupus to those who don't know how to speak for themselves about it. So it's kind of like I'm almost happy that I have it, but only because it helps somebody else, if that makes any sense.
Well, as you
kind of sadistic, I don't know, but I'm just saying that.
No, I don't think it's narcissistic at all. It sounds to me that you have what I call, in Dr. Bev's world, one of the five principles in your life to give you good mental health. And that number one is character. That saying that it's not all about you, that you're here to help someone else, and anything that you can do to help another, you're willing to do that. That's character. Speaking your truth and sharing with us, my listening audience, as you are, it's one of those things that, again, for Dr. Bev, it humbles me. It humbles me to know that people of your caliber are willing to be on my show and share your truth and be raw and be real and be very authentic with it. That's worth. It's character.
That's glue, baby. I don't know, Dr. Bell. I'm just being myself, but I take all that and I'm just blessed to be a vessel.
Wow. I found another celebrity, Marissa, and I'm not going to mess up her last name, but she's an actress and a writer, and she was best known for her roles on shows like Fox, The Dollhouse, and co-creating ABC's Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And when she initially broke into the business in a band called Pretty in Pink, I didn't know that about her, that she had musical ambitions. But however, at a very young age, all of her ambitions were sort of waylaid because she had to begin chemotherapy for her lupus. And as humans do who are not glued up, Hollywood dropped her.
I believe it. I don't know what else to say besides the reason why I believe it. I show myself so transparently is because I know just how hard, how fickle people are when they find out information about you to where you won't perform to their standard. I overshow myself and have throughout my whole entire ride, simply because don't judge me down the road. I want you to know everything about me up front. So if you want to support me, you know who you're supporting. If you want to follow me, you know who you're following, you know who you're paying money to. I never wanted anyone to be surprised in the end because of their judgments and withdraw, however they're helping me to glue up the community. That's why I'm so transparent. And before, let me give you a little tidbit. The glue part was because I wanted people to see my heart so much because of the judgments from the world. And it's like, if I let you see my heart and how I really feel, maybe you'll forget about everything else. And so many years, maybe about 3-4 years of this journey, I've been on my glue journey now about 10 years. And the first 4 years, it was, that's glue, baby, that's glue, baby, that's glue, baby. Everything was glue because it was me showing how important God was to me, whether the world thought I was going to heaven or hell or not because of my sexuality. I wanted to show what I felt the universe, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah felt like to me. Then as time went on, my personality just kept coming out and overshadowing so many different glue events that I was attempting to do in the name of God or what have you. The people kept saying, what are you doing? We want you to host this. We want you to do that. So that personality putting me in the place of forefront. Nah, I'm not ready for that because y'all ain't ready for who I am, really. So what I could tell you when Hollywood, not just Hollywood, Hollywood is a janky place, but the only reason Hollywood is allowed to do it is because that's who society is. And that for me is why I stand up and come out so hard, big, bold, and proud that God loves unconditionally everybody, no matter what society says. And it's our duty to give love unto everyone, regardless to what they've been through, where they are in life. None of the external things matter. So I'm one of those people where I believe she was thrown away. I believe many more have been thrown away just for things that they can't control. And lupus is one of those things. Being black is one. Being a woman is another. And being LGBTQIAP, everything else, is another. And I just want everybody to glue each other up in simplicity. I don't think that's hard. Love thy neighbors, you love thyself. And faith without work is hard. So why work? Why be so faithful if you don't work so hard? And that's glue at Capri, baby. And where I was going, I hate to tell you, last thing. Capri is spelled C-A, lowercase all letters. But the P is C-A-P-R-I. And the P is big because my personality is big. The letters are lowercase because I'm a very humble person. And there's a period at the end because you're going to get me either way it goes, period. But I own that my personality is big and I own that I'm humble. And I also own that people don't like for me to be neither one of those things. And I had to get comfortable in being my true glue self and letting whatever it is, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, Michael, or Oprah, just take time to make me over. And this is where I'm at.
Well, welcome to Dr. Bev's World and Emotions Are Us. Audience, we'll be right back with you.
We are one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We stand proudly with the men and women who serve in our armed forces and our law enforcement heroes. Thank you for being part of our family. And we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com.
So know that, their audience, everyone, please understand, I do these shows because I want to offer education and knowledge and to be a source, again, as I said, to save time, pain, and suffering. And there are people in the world who don't take that time to learn or get to know. You may tell them you have lupus and the first thought in their mind because of their ignorance of not knowing. And when you don't know, you just simply don't know. It's when you do know that you have to act like you know. That's another one of my Nana sayings, guys. Emotions are us. So we have to act like we know. And this is more education for us that lupus is not contagious and it cannot be passed on.
It can't, because if it could be, a whole lot of people have it in my 20 years of knowing something ain't right.
Now you just took emotions are us. She just took us all the way there. Thank you for sharing. And sharing so authentically. No, they're all okay. they're all okay. We can tell them that. I'm not a doctor. However, from what my research is showing here, it's verified that no, it's not contagious. You didn't pass it on to any of your partners. We're going to leave that like that and keep it clean. Okay. However, it can be hereditary. Now, I know you're just at the beginning stages, and I am learning more and more. I deal in my practice with all kinds of chronic illnesses. I have not had as many lupus clients, so my knowledge is not as vast as it will be after doing these two shows and learning more. And I know me, as my life will have it, I'll go back into my office and guess what? I'll get a call or there'll be, my secretary is telling me that there's someone coming in because they're having some emotional difficulty with their beginning awareness that they have a disease that, as one of my clients who has chronic illness, she calls it the beginning of her incurable life. And she is such a fighter. She is such a go-getter. And but she has grown so much emotionally in dealing with her life and not letting her debilitating chronic illness defined her, but live her life to the fullest every day, each and every moment. She stays present and in her body.
And you got to, because if not, lupus gonna knock you out your body. And that's what I'm having to learn for myself, how to be in tune and be on the go at the same time. And for me, when I can't wait for my next appointment with the rheumatologist just to find out, like, what does balance look like for me? Like, right now, I can't even put a time schedule on anything because everything is on lupus's time. So if we have to meet at 9 o'clock, in my mind and body and everything, I'm like, yeah, 9 o'clock, I'm going to be there. But if I have an energy shift, if my body gets cold or hot, or if I get real tired in between and just got to take a moment, it alters everything. So now I feel like I can't even put a definite time on anything. I have to say 9-ish behind everything, around about. And that just is teaching me my military self and my, I just grew up in a structured household. I'm a very structured person and I'm having to restructure everything in my life around lupus. And that for me, as a militant, stubborn, organized, orderly type person, it bothers my everything. Mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, everything is just right now, I guess the term is topsy-turvy.
I can only imagine. And I, again, one of the things that I don't tell my clients, I know how you feel, because I think that's the craziest thing to say in the world. I don't know how you feel. I'm not walking in your shoes. However, I am an expert at what I do, so that I can tell you, I can give you information about it. if it's about anxiety or whatever it's about that you're going through. But to say to someone, I know exactly how you feel, I don't think so.
And I appreciate you for that simply because most people don't know how, can't be able to, don't know where to find the words that you just used. And they want to minimize it with, you'll feel better later, or I understand, you know, things like that. It would be so nice if people were just in tune with themselves emotionally and spoke their truth and said, my heart hurts for you. I don't know what you're going through. How can I help? As opposed to shunning the fact of what it is what it is.
You know, I'm so thankful for your high character and the work that you're doing in the community and worldwide in terms of glue, sharing with everyone that God loves unconditionally everyone. I so appreciate the work you do with our teenagers and helping them through their transitions, because it's really, really difficult to be a teenager, to be young and be in this world today, to have folks like you who have a place for them. I want to give you a few minutes to talk about your glue factory. What is that about?
The glue factory is actually a safe haven for the 757 millennials. And it is a place that actually started off as my mentor took me out of the hotel that I was living in for almost 9 years. I was tired of moving around from place to place, and I needed some stability, and I needed to come out the fast life. So I put myself in a hotel here in the 757, and I stayed there, and I let everything that was in me come out, which is how I came up with the Glue and Capri Musical Motivational Movement. What are my talents? What are my passions? Everything that people told me over the years that I was good at, I took my time to develop Living the Self-Help Project, which I learned myself. Who am I? What do I like? Without a military sergeant or my mom or a woman telling me what to do, how to do, when to do, what is it that I like? And once I found that out about myself, it was giving love unto everyone. It was helping people be their better selves. I'm an entertainer. I'm a musician with undeveloped talent because of my fast life back in the day. So I would take the time to play the keyboard, learn my stage presence. And now at the Glue Factory, I'm the MC for the Glue and Capri Musical Motivational Movement. Once my mentor took me out of the hotel and said, hey, I have a place over here for you to stay. You need to move from this environment, because she knew if she didn't do that, I would have never left. So she took, because it was safety for me, and you're talking to someone from a survival mode place, it was safe for me to be where I was at. But I needed to move from there to grow into my next level self. And she offered me her 2-bedroom little cottage house. And in my mind, I just saw a studio. I saw a kitchen for kids to come into to cook their meal. I have a lot of young people with a lot of different talents. So I cashed in my 401k and I bought camera equipment, printer equipment, podcasting equipment, dishes for the kitchen, paid the rent up about 4 or 5 months, and just let the kids that I work with from the mental health field, some of the hospitals I was working with, the patients knew me. And if I rode the bus on the public system, they knew me there. So they would just, Ms. Capri, where are you now? And I will let them know where I was located, and they'll come there. It's a place where they can heal and deal so their soul won't be killed. So the young millennials come in to talk about whatever is on their glue minds. And through that hurt and pain, we develop their natural born God-given talents on the glue stage. And then we go from different schools, community centers, churches. And I know our church and I don't really agree, but I still go to a place that will accept the Glue and Capri Musical Motivational Movement. And if it happens to be a church, we'll go there as well. And it's just a platform for these young kids to express their life through whatever musical expression they choose to express it on. And I'm just the MC of the show. And the Glue Factory right now, actually, if you're listening, if you would like to help save the Glue Factory with the lupus and everything going on, I work a 9-to-5 at the Olive Garden, but my money's, I'm needing donations. And if you like this opportunity to help me save the Glue Factory and work with the 757 Millennials, I need you. Save the Glue Factory, GoFundMe, and you can go check that page out to donate there. And if you would like to have any of your businesses advertised during any of my Facebook Lives, you can hit me up and PayPal at Analyzer2005, and I'll mention the name of your business during my Facebook Live. And all of this goes back to help and save the community that the 757 has millennials coming from. And that's a whole lot of different places.
That is so wonderful. And that is just what a humanitarian and philanthropic an awesome thing that you visualized and created for our young people. We're coming to the close of our show. I want to thank you so much again, Capri, for all your glueness. I appreciate you. And to my listening audience, this is Dr. Bev, Emotions Are Us. When you don't know that you don't know, then you simply do not know. How be so ever, when you do know, act like you know. Dr. Bev's Emotions Are Us is here to assist you with knowledge, information, by giving you education, facts, and expertise. Caring is what I do. What are your questions, your thoughts, your personal stories? I'm here on America Out Loud, nationally syndicated radio network. I want to hear from you. That's glue, baby.
That's glue, baby.